Listen to part of a lecture in a biology class. Good morning, class. We're going to talk about molting today, of lobsters, and then next week we'll move on to brine shrimp. So, you should read Chapter 3 this weekend, which will give you a basic overview of the anatomical structure of shrimp, and then you should be prepared for a pop quiz sometime next week. Okay, so let's begin. Lobsters molt, or shed their shells as much as 25 times in their first 5 years of life. This process is called ecdysis, and it refers to the entire process the lobster goes through. It refers to the entire process of preparing to shed the shell, actually shedding the shell, and then physically recovering from the after effects of the molting, which is an extremely debilitating and physiologically demanding experience for the lobster. Okay. Can anyone tell me about the first step in the process of molting? Yes, Jane.
The lobster drinks water. Well, not like we drink it, you know, through their mouths, but the lobster absorbs it into its system through its stomach, which is, you know, I don't know the word.
Permeable.
Right. I remember permeable. And the large intake of water, like, makes the exoskeleton swell and separate from the flesh inside the claws and the rest of the appendages.
That's correct. The actual flesh of the lobster shrinks and shrivels to nearly a quarter of its normal size. Oh, going back to James' answer, she used the word exoskeleton when she was referring to the shell. Remember that word, exoskeleton. Okay, let's move on.
Excuse me, Professor?
Yes, Mark.
Why does the shell, or, you know, the exoskeleton turn blue during this stage?
Good question. You know, the lobster is trying to conserve its shell conserve minerals and nutrients that can be used to harden the new shell. So the fleshy body of the lobster absorbs calcium, which it will use to harden the new shell. As the calcium is withheld from the old shell, it becomes extremely soft, turns blue, and will eventually crack down the middle along the lobster's back. Does anyone know what the back shell of the lobster is called? Anybody? Yes.
The carapace?
Good. It's the carapace. Please remember it, because I assure you it will be on your next quiz. Okay, so, anyway, all the biological issues are in place and the lobster is ready to molt. It lies on its side, flexes its body many times to pull itself out of the shell, and what is left is a perfect replica of the lobster body. The lobster, out of its shell. It almost feels like a rubber toy. And it's completely vulnerable to attack. It can barely move, and it's got no hard casing to protect it from hungry predators. During this time, about 2 weeks, the lobster will eat his old shell to help the new one harden more quickly, and it will absorb enough seawater to increase its size 15% and increase its weight somewhere to the tune of 40 to 50%. Okay. Can anyone tell me how long the entire molting process takes? I mean, including a complete hardening of the exoskeleton? The whole process? Yes.
Several months. The lobster adds tissue in place of the water it has been absorbing and kind of grows into its new shell. Like the way a kid grows into a pair of pants that are too big.
Good analogy. That's exactly what it is like. Lobsters will continue the laborious molting process over and over, roughly 25 times in the first 5 to 7 years of life, which will get them to about 1 pound, which, by the way, is considered legal market size. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.